praise for release your power over my dreams. Release your power over my destiny. Let your presence for release your power over my mind. Let your presence flow. Release your power over my name. Let your presence flow. Release your power over my star. Let your presence flow. Release your power. Release and let your presence flow. How excellent is your name, O Lord. The Lord has called you by a name. Do you know that name? Hallelujah. The Lord Almighty, the creator of all things, has called you by a name. Hallelujah. Do you know that name? It's important to know the name by which the Lord has called you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's important to know the name by which the Lord has called you. He has called you. You know, names are important. Names are important. Hallelujah. Names are important. Praise the Lord Jesus. Names are important. Hallelujah. When the Lord created at the beginning of time, the scripture says that he brought forth all the animals that he had created. You know, it's a strange thing, eh? Before he created the animals, he created different things. Let's run to Genesis and I show you a matter. Hallelujah. I pray I come back here. Genesis, are we there? Names are? Let's first see what the scripture says. Verse 3. And God said, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Are we there? Are we there? Are we there? Are we there? And God said, let there be light. What did he say should be there? What did he say should be there? Now, light was not created. It was released because it was already in existence. Right? It was released. Amen? And then the scripture says in verse 4, and God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Look at verse 5. What does it say in your Bibles? Verse 5. Ready? Read. Look at that. The first phrase, what does it say? And God called. What did he call it? Did the light exist before its name? Answer is yes. Because the scripture says, God said, let there be light. So there was something, there was a material that was released into existence or into this dimension. Amen? And it was called light. But see how when it comes in this dimension, the Lord gives it a new name and he calls it day. He calls it day in this dimension. So it's important that you understand that you can actually exist without a name. You can exist without a name. But when you enter a certain dimension, you need a name. Why? We are going to see this. Eh? Let us first read on. Look at this. Verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7. And God made the firmament which divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. So the waters were there and the firmament were there, right? And it was so. Look at verse 8. What does it say in your Bible? Ready? Read. And he called the firmament. Was the firmament there before the name? Yes. And yet, God saw it fit that in this dimension, the firmament should have a name. And the name he called it was? Heaven. Hallelujah. Heaven. He gave it a name. So we have seen two names so far. We've seen day. We've seen heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. I don't know whether you're seeing what I'm seeing. Look at the names that we are seeing. The first names that God gives is day. Day. Not night. Hallelujah. The first name he gives is day. You are called to abide in the day. You are children of the day. Children of light and children of the day. Hallelujah. If anything comes in your life that is against the day, the experience of day, it's not your portion. Hallelujah. It's not your portion. We are children of light and children of the day. Find me that scripture which says in the New Testament, which says we are children of the day. Hallelujah. As she finds that scripture, let's first run to another place here. And I show you something here. He said here, verse 14. Let's run to verse 14 and I show you another mystery here of names. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. Now he has gone to the heaven because now it has a name. When God gives you a name, then there are certain things that are possible. Without a name, there are certain things that are not possible. That's why it's important that you should have a name. And then it is important that you should know the name. The name that you know makes certain things possible. Hallelujah. That's why even the devil, knowing this, tries to give you a name. I'm going ahead of myself. Let us first read the scriptures. Hallelujah. And he said, Hallelujah. I'm excited in my spirit. And he says in verse 14, and let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. What is he doing now? He is programming purpose. Without the name, it's impossible to program purpose. Hallelujah. Without a name, it's impossible to program a purpose. It's impossible to program a destiny without a name. Your name is always there. When I need a friend to care, how excellent is your name, oh Lord. Oh, speleborasaka. Hallelujah. Without a name, it's impossible to prescribe a purpose and a destiny. And he goes on and says in verse 16, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. You see, they have been created, right? But now, before they enter their purpose, they need a name. Is it verse 17? And he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night. And these are the ones you call the sun and the moon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Their old names were the greater light and the lesser light. The greater light and the lesser light. Can you imagine? God, when he saw them, he called them the greater light and the lesser light. Those are the names he gave them. But you know, humans loving shortcuts, eh? They don't use those names. So humans come and they impose another name called sun and moon. They are easier names, but when you are dealing, let me tell you something. Listen very carefully. Have you found the scripture? It's sun. I was seeing the word Thessalonians. Okay? Thessalonians 5. Let's run there very fast. 1 Thessalonians. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I don't know whether you guys can tell that there is a fragrance of the Spirit right now hanging in this place. I don't know whether you can tell it. There's a fragrance of the Spirit hanging. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter. Did you say 5? Verse 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we there? Firstborn, eh? Okay, let's read loudly. Very, very loudly. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness.
Hallelujah. If it's your Bible, underline it. If it's your Bible.
If it's not your Bible, write it down somewhere and smile at it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the type of scripture you should even underline with a red pen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. You are children of the light and children of the day. I'm going to come back to that. Let me tell you something about this. Let us first take a pause here and reflect a bit. Hallelujah. The scripture says that the scripture shows us that before you get a name, before you get a name, you can actually exist. Hallelujah. He says that before I formed you in your mother's womb and before I knit you in her belly, I knew you. Hallelujah. So you can actually have a name. And yet it's when you are born and your father looks at you and then he says, oh, this is Jeremiah. Then you become Jeremiah. Amen? Amen? When you become Jeremiah, then purpose can be assigned to you because now you have a name. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Now, when you have a name, purpose can be assigned to you. The problem is the devil also knows that. Before I go to the devil, let me first show you something. You remember when Jacob goes and he's battling against the angel at Peniel? Then he says, he holds him and he says, I will not release you unless you bless me. You give me a blessing, right? And what does the angel say? The best blessing. He says that, what is your name? And he says, I am Jacob. And what does the angels do? He says, henceforth no more as Jacob shall you be known, but as Israel. For with God you have had power and you have prevailed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, with the new name, then there is a new purpose. A new name, a new purpose. Hallelujah. Under the old name, Jacob meant usurper, a cheat, someone who has to live by cheating. You cannot live a life like that. Hallelujah. Now he gives him a new name, Israel. Another phrase for Israel is prince, a prince with God. You know what prince is? Prince means a ruler. You know, I want you to understand royal language. Most people think that prince only means a son of the king. Yes, it has that dimension. But another dimension of a prince is a ruler. As I've said, prince was another name long ago, another title for a king. Hallelujah. It's just recently that it has been watered down, but the enemy has not forgotten. And let me tell you something. Just because you forget your spiritual name doesn't mean that God has forgotten it. Doesn't mean that the angels have forgotten it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the way, God will always call you by your name. It matters. Why? Because when he's calling you by a name, he is imposing, he is upholding your destiny. He is upholding the blessing in you. He is upholding the best side of you. Hallelujah. Children of God, stop striving for perfection. Start striving for purpose. I'm going to repeat that, even if I have to overthrow a few religions. Stop striving for perfection. You will not be perfect in your definition of perfect. He who determines perfection has already declared you perfect. Stand in the perfection of the Lord and move on to the next stage, which is destiny. Fulfill your destiny. Hallelujah. Why he declared you perfect is because he knew you would never reach what is called perfection. But he who is perfect has called you perfect. That's what matters. You are perfect. Hallelujah. You are perfect. Chris, you are perfect. You are perfect. Now that is no longer your job to pursue. What you should pursue is and the only way, and you see, this is what the devil loves to do. That is what the devil loves to do. He loves to waste our life. Our life, we have a limited time here. He loves to waste it in seeking what we should not be seeking. In seeking what we already have. In seeking perfection. Hebrews chapter 2. Let me show you a mystery. It's around Hebrews chapter 2. Hallelujah. Look at it. Let's first look at verse 2:10. Hallelujah. Firstborn. 2:10. Are we there? Let's read. The captain of your salvation is perfect. And that captain has brought you unto glory. Hallelujah. That glory is his own perfection. Hallelujah. There's another place, I don't know, I need to remember where it is, again in Hebrews, where he actually says that same thing, in another language. He says that he has already made you perfect. I don't know whether I can find it. I think I can find it if I remember my old... Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Chapter 10. In chapter 10, he actually outlines it without... clearly, openly, explicitly. The other time it was implicit. Now it is explicit. Chapter 10, are you there? Verse 14, ready? This one, don't read for yourself. Read so that the devil, wherever he is, hears it. Read it. Ready? Read. I'm not so sure whether the devil has heard that. Read as though the devil. You read as though you want the devil to hear. Mumuchoko zejari yenajatu data lantuke. Ready? Read. Do you believe it? Then remind the devil one more time. For by one offering, Jesus Christ has perfected forever me, who is sanctified. You are already perfected. Hallelujah. Someone should be excited about it and appreciate God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't waste time trying to be. All the religions of the world, all the religions, their core purpose, their core mission by the Prince of Darkness, the mission he has given them by which to waste the time of those who are spiritual, make them seek perfection. Let them waste their time there. And then Jesus comes to those of us who have freed ourselves and have fled from religion to lay hold onto the hope set before us. And he has said to us, I have given you that which they seek forever. Perfection. With one offering. For you, you start out perfect. For them, they will never be perfect. They are always seeking perfection. What is the other thing that they call sitati? How do you do it? I say, hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Seeking perfection all the time. Praise the Lord. And yet you start out perfect. So that you are free from the baggage of that. And you are free now to seek destiny. He who only, write this down. Only who he, write it down. Only he who has been perfected is liberated to pursue destiny. Only he who has been perfected, you can say by Christ, is liberated to pursue destiny. Hallelujah. I repeat, only he who has been perfected by Jesus Christ is liberated to pursue destiny. Hallelujah. Now the devil knows that. So he reduces the number of people who are pursuing their destiny. He wastes time. And then he reduces them to those of you who understand that you're already perfected. And then for you, he has to come and sit down and he has to come up and devise a different strategy to try and waste your time. And the strategy is in names. Hallelujah. And then he knows God has called you perfect. He has declared you perfect. The election of grace. Firstborn over all the kings of the earth. Those are the names God has laid upon you. And then the devil comes and says, if they continue in this name, if they know that these are their names, if you are you sure that you are the Son of God? What is he testing? Name. What is he tempting? Name. Are you sure that you are the firstborn? I think you are Zaruango. That's what he says. Then he calls you by another name. Why does he call you by another name? Remember, he understands that at a basic spiritual level, before you release a purpose, you must declare a name. So he gives you another name, which can now be a garment that attracts another dark purpose upon you. Hallelujah. And he causes you, if you take that name upon yourself, if you accept it and you begin to wear that name, that destiny begins to fold, to unfold in your life. You begin to see things going down. You who is a child of light, you begin to see things becoming darkness. You who is a child of day, you begin to see things, they are perpetually dark and night. It is a totally different thing that you are experiencing from the will of God. Why? Because you chose to accept the name that the enemy baptized you into. Hallelujah. It's very important that you understand what names are. Hallelujah. Wizards, sorcerers, they know the power of names. So much so that they never will share their spiritual names. Why? Because they understand that if there's a concept of capturing, if you can capture the spiritual name is the name assigned in eternity to the essence of a man or to the essence of a creation. If you can capture that, you can alter the destiny at the eternal level, at the very core, at the very source. What he calls the source code. Hallelujah. So they actually never give out their names. You've never heard people, when they die is when you discover their real name. All along they were using other names. Why do you think it was so? Hallelujah. Now, when the wizards are busy wizarding, they rarely refer, for instance, to the sun as the sun, because they know the sun is not its name. Hallelujah. What is its name? Its real name? The greater light. So they call it by that. Its real name, so that then they can program the actual essence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's important that you know what is in a name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following? That is why it's important. Find it for us. Where in the Psalms, I think. Is it in the Psalms? Where he says, is it the Psalms or the Proverbs, Father? Where he says that he has engraved. It's neither the Psalms nor the... I think it is Isaiah. Where he says that he has written he has written our name in the palm of his hand. Hallelujah. Find it for us. Hallelujah. Your name matters. What you call yourself matters. What you know yourself to be as a name matters. Hallelujah. Jacob, up to now, we talk about Jacob. But we no longer talk about Jacob the man. We talk about Jacob in the essence of Israel. Up to now. But Jacob was a twin brother. What about his twin? Moreover, he was a younger twin. What about the elder one? Esau. Do you know there are Christians who don't even know that Jacob had a twin? Are you aware? Are you aware? Then if you go out in the world, they can actually bet. Those of you who love betting, you go and bet. They will bet that Jacob never had a brother. A twin brother. They will bet. Hallelujah. No one knows about Jacob's elder brother. Is in the world, was he survived by any group of people? Any descendants? None. Right now, Edom no longer exists. It was wiped off the earth. And many people, even who know Edom, cannot relate it to Esau. Can you imagine? But why does the name of Jacob still abide in the earth? The name Israel. Because he got a new name and then he stripped off the old name and took on a new name and accepted the new purpose and destiny assigned to the new name. For you are Israel, for you have prevailed with man and with God, and you shall be a prince of God and a prince with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A prince with God means that wherever God rules, that prince also rules. God was ruling in the times of Jacob. God is still God now. That is why Israel is still there now. Hallelujah. That destiny is still there now. Have you found it? Where is it? Isaiah? Psalms was tempting me, but eventually Isaiah the prophet showed that he was the one who wrote it. 49:16. Did you say Isaiah 49:16? I went to 46. Okay. 49:16. 49:16. Are we there? Are we there? Ready? Start from verse 14. Ready? Read. But Zion said, Yahweh has forsaken me, and my Lord Adonai has forgotten me. And Adonai responds and says, can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget you. In other words, he's saying, you think I can forget you, Zion? Zion is not a name that I can easily forget. And he goes on and explains why. And he says, behold, I have engraved you upon the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. You know what it means? To have the name, your name engraved upon the palms of God's hands. You know what engraving is? Engraving is not writing with a pen, but you know. Or writing with a marker. Engraving is getting a knife and you cut into material, into a substance. You actually cut into it. Hallelujah. He has cut your name into the palm of his hand in the cross. Through the cross, he has perpetually cut your name into the palm of his hand. That's why even when he rose from the dead, other wounds were gone, but the engraving of your name in his hands were there. And that is why the name of a doubter touched the wrong place. When he rose from the dead, Thomas came and said, but even if I touch, I will not believe. Unless I touch, I will not believe. And the Lord showed him when he came up, he showed him where all names of the love of the beloved are engraved. And in that moment, he who doubted, his name was engraved as Doubting Thomas. Up to now, his name was engraved there. Even if the man changed his mind. Hallelujah. Even if he changed his mind, his name was, because he was engraved as what? Doubting Thomas. Can you imagine? Because he, with doubt, he touched the place where names are engraved. Can you imagine? 2,000 decades, 2,000 whatever, years down the road, still called doubting. Hallelujah. The point is that your name is engraved in his hands. Your true name. And your true name may be very different from Narumansi Florence. Hallelujah. Your true name may not be Narumansi Florence. Hallelujah. There is a name that the Lord calls you. And that name can grow, by the way. The beauty of these things is that name can grow. Hallelujah. Narumansi Florence, the name will never grow. The moment it was put on that, what is that thing called? Birth certificate. It will be on PLE, it will be on UCE, it will be on USCE, it will be on your degree if you go there. It will be wherever. It will not grow. Because it is a mortal name. But the name that is given from above, it grows. Hallelujah. The name grows. Your destiny grows from glory to glory. You are called to abide in one level of glory after another. Hallelujah! Amen. Hallelujah! If I were you, if you wanted, right now, you can go in this Bible and find a name for each day. Find a new name if you wanted. Now, if you can go before the Lord wearing those names, hallelujah, what happens is you begin to hear him call you by a secret name which no man knew. Hallelujah. You remember that scripture? Revelation? Those who overcome, I'll grant them a stone, a white stone, and on it a name engraved that no man knows except him to whom the name has been given. I had told you I saw these stones. Incredible things. Eh? Incredible. Actually, I was just calling upon them this afternoon. Hallelujah. Incredible things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A name that no man knows. That name has a dimension of destiny that your neighbor does not know. It has a dimension of your calling that is not a conference call, that your heart alone knows. And only your heart can actually perceive. That when you even tell it to your closest person, they cannot understand why you are so passionate about something. Why? Because the passion has been dispersed in your heart. Hallelujah. That is the name that the Lord calls you by. Let's appreciate God for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to Jacob. You remember when he was, you know, when he was going before Isaac, his father, how he put on clothes that actually are an identity. He showed himself off as Esau. And then Isaac touched him and he perceived that, I smell a rat. This kind of the, you know, this one, is this the one? You know, he put him through a few tests that, you know, he was like, oh, okay. Then he released the blessing upon him, the firstborn birthright. Not the firstborn birthright. He released the firstborn blessing. The firstborn blessing. It was a portion of the birthright. But the birthright was eventually given by Esau himself. Sold, actually, not given. It was sold. You know how he sold it. And the currencies he used. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Be careful when you are selling certain things. How do you sell a birthright? An eternal birthright for beans? Unless you sell it for, okay, not pork. Hallelujah. But a bowl of beans. You even limit the number of beans that to a bowl. At least beans forever. Not so, eh? Then the birthright will be forced to keep your name alive so that it can keep paying you for ever. But now you sell a bowl of beans. Omuruzagenda wariku enakasero nakula nakusasura. And the guy closed his lineage using a bowl of beans. Hallelujah. Don't allow a name that God has not given you. Because that name will come with a wrong destiny. Hallelujah. But the point was this. When he put on another identity, the blessing and destiny that goes with that identity found him. No wonder later, the birthright also landed on him. Praise the Lord. Because now he had what it takes. Hallelujah. The blessing, just like the curse cannot land without purpose, even the blessings of God do not land without purpose or in a vacuum. You must make room for them. Have you made room for your name to prosper? The Lord has called you prosper. Have you made room for your name to actually prosper? Hallelujah. Have you made room? Do you believe? Do you see it? Whenever you're in the presence of God, do you see that name manifesting? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what does the enemy come and do? He says, has God really called you firstborn? Now that can be a direct thing. But the enemy can also send his agents. That's his most effective way. And then he calls you other names. Names like failure. Say not my portion. Names like delay. Say not my portion. Names like slow-witted. Say not my portion. These are names that's interesting. Even some parents declare over their children. After calling them Narumans, they then begin releasing some of these dark names. And then the child begins to take on that portion. You understand? Let the enemy, I'm telling you, that's why the scripture says that the just, even if the just falls down, he shall rise up seven times. The Lord never calls you a failure. Your failing or falling does not make you a failure. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Huh? Capture it. Your falling does not make you a failure. It's the name that you accept that makes you a failure. Hallelujah. Your falling does not make you a failure. It's the name that you accept that can make you a failure. Hallelujah. 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 Let's read one more scripture, if the Lord will permit. From the book of... Okay, two more scriptures. Let's first go to Isaiah, which I read a while back. And I show you something, and then we read our hopefully last scripture. Let's run to Isaiah 60... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 61 verse 6. Ready? Read. But you shall be named the priests of Yahweh. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. When you have been called those names, the priests of Yahweh and the ministers of our God, what will be the destiny that you shall begin to manifest? You eating the riches of the Gentiles and boasting in their glory. Hallelujah. Do you see that these things pursue those who are given certain names? Hallelujah. They pursue those who are given certain names. And that's why eventually, even when Jesus came and died for you, he called you a priest. So that you may have this. The question is, do you accept it? Do you see yourself as a priest of Yahweh? Do you see yourself as a minister of Yahweh? And you know, it's more than just seeing yourself. Do you even, when you get the opportunity, step into that destiny? You know, being a minister of Yahweh, for instance, doesn't just mean coming here and preaching the gospel. Many people preach from the gospel, from the pulpits, and they are not ministers of God. Hallelujah. They are ministers of Lucifer himself. The horned one, moreover, the one with horns. They are not the one with a kawalata. The one with the horns, they are means, and they are preaching at pulpits. Hallelujah. What's the difference? The one with horns is worse, I think. Praise the Lord Jesus. Ministers of Yahweh are those who serve. To minister is to serve. You can be in a place, and you know it's even your workplace. And just your neighbor who does not know God, you witness God to them. You see them distressed and you release a prayer for them. You can even say, can I pray for you? And they know that now I'm dealing with a minister of God. Someone who serves, does the service of God. Hallelujah. In that place, you are a minister of God. You are carrying and releasing the fragrance of God, that divine fragrance. In the midst of their shadows, in the midst of their storms, in the midst of their tempest, you are carrying a light. It's just as simple as that. Hallelujah. It's as simple as you walking down the street and you recognize God telling you, prompting you, Chama Kowali, I want to talk to that person. Oh, bless that person. And you go and you bless them. And you speak into their life. Or you do as the Lord guides you. Sometimes it can be as simple as giving them a 1,000 note, a stranger. I've done a few times that. Not all strangers. And not because it's a good thing. Only when the Lord leads me. Hallelujah. Eh? Hallelujah. Because you see also the flip side, if the Lord does not lead you and you give it to a Luciferian, that is also can be a problem to you. Hallelujah. So it has to be the leading of the Lord. That's when you are a minister of God. Oh, God lays someone on your heart and says that so and so, mugulire yo akakoko. Praise the Lord Jesus. And you buy them a chicken and you take them it to them. It's God leading you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Ministers of God. Ministers of God are the hands, the human hands that God can rely on when he wants to touch someone. Can God rely on you? That if I put on David as my glove, I will be able to touch the world. If I put on patience as a glove, I will be able to touch the world. Oh, and there are some Christians who God knows, if I wanted to touch the world, I'm not going to put on so and this. I will not put on the zinga as a glove. That one will resist me, and I will not be able to touch the world. Praise the Lord. But they are Christian, but they are not a minister of God. So, stepping into your name can start with you actually accepting it, and then after accepting it, starting to walk in it. Whenever you are given, what is it called? The opportunities to walk in it. Walk in it. And then what happens? You also guard it jealously. You don't just go around broadcasting your name, your spiritual name, everywhere in unholy places. You guard it jealously. Hallelujah. You guard it jealously. Because within your name, together with your name God has given it to you, that spiritual name, it has a seed. And the seed is a divine destiny that only you can water and bring upon the earth. Amen? Now when you give that seed and you sow it carelessly, the birds of the air, which is the devil, can come and actually, they damage it. Hallelujah. The pigs of the earth, which are politicians and wicked politicians. Wicked ones. There are some good politicians. Wicked politicians and evil religious men, the pigs of the earth, they can actually come and trample upon it, and then they turn on you because they have the power to turn on you and tear you to pieces. They have that power in the natural world. Praise the Lord. So it's not a name that you just broadcast. It's a name that you need to be very cautious with, and you nurture it, and you know, like a treasure, you only open it when you are in a safe place. You know, when you've picked a treasure, you don't just go along the streets and you open your treasure. You know, all the eyes of these thugs are opening, and they are jealously and greedily looking at your treasure. You get it? You go into the closet where God is, and you open your treasure, and you behold it, and you become transformed more into it, and you begin to release it, and you walk in your treasure before Jehovah God. And when you're walking out of that closet, you put your treasure carefully, and you put it back, and you walk out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jealously you guard it. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Hallelujah. I'll read for you a second last scripture. Genesis. Genesis. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter, was it 2? Yes, chapter 2. Verse 19. If you are there, you say firstborn. Scripture says, and out of the ground, Yahweh El formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam, the man from the ground, to see what he would call them. And the scripture says, whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. Verse 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. Praise the Lord. Now you can see there, God has been creating things and naming them. Creating, naming, creating, naming. Then he does something very strange. He creates man and says he shall be as us, in our own image and likeness. Then he goes on to create something, and this time he does not name it. He takes it to Adam to do the naming part. Co-laborers with God. He has created, but this time he chooses not to name. Not because he has run out of names, but because he has created another one to be as God. Now the one who to be as God, God gives him full liberty. That whatsoever you shall name, I will not even change the name. I will not correct you and say, oh no, maybe, you know, you've called it a pig. I think the best name should be Ipsam. No, he will not change the name. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whatever he names it, it shall be. In other words, God was looking at Adam as a God, because that is what he was called to be. Hallelujah. That is why, as you are saying very rightly, when God shows us a comet, we have the capacity to say, I think your name should be Swan. And no one can even change it. Can you imagine? With all their power, with all their names, and with all their wisdom, and with all their English that they speak through the nose, they cannot change the name. Praise the Lord. What he names it, that it is. It remains. Hallelujah. There are certain levels which you interact with, and you walk in certain things. Now I will show you another mystery. That is the prophetic. I will not expound on it. It's for you to what? To meditate upon. Hallelujah. For the glory of the kings. But now I will show you a final thing. Verse 10 of chapter 2 of Philippians. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, which you all know. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10. Let's start from verse 9 actually. Hallelujah. If you are there, you say firstborn. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. He says, therefore God also has highly exalted him, Jesus, and has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven. In other words, there are names in heaven. And things in earth, because there are names on the earth. And things under the earth, because there are things that exist under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. The name above all names is Jesus Christ. Not just Jesus. Jesus Christ, that's what we have. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Praise the Lord. No other name but the name of Jesus. You have a name. But come to a place where you also see the name above all names. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you can go before God and seek out your name. Hallelujah. If you have not yet been given a spiritual name, a name of destiny, go and seek it out. If it has been given to you, redeem it. Especially if you have been walking outside it. The call is now for you to go and redeem it. Go and fight for your name. If you find that the Lord says your name, when you lost it, it has been vacated. It can no longer be fought for. It no longer exists, or it has been so damaged. Ask the Lord, can it be repaired? Or should I get a new one? If it can be repaired and redeemed, do as he tells you. If it needs to be replaced, ask him, because he's the one who has all names. And he has other names engraved in the palm of his hand. Hallelujah. The issue is, go and battle for your name. Go and battle for. You know, when we stand before God, He doesn't call us by these names. Eh? He calls you by your spiritual name, your name of purpose. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when you're standing before the throne of God, He's seeing you as your name. You are not separate from your name. You are your name, and your name is you. Are you understanding this? Someone has understood it very well. When you stand before God, He sees names. Because names and essences are linked. And your essence is in your name. And your name carries your essence. Hallelujah. Do you understand this? I feel, Father, that I'm not communicating this well enough. How can I communicate it well enough to them? Hallelujah. You get it, eh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah if you get it. Show me that you get it. Praise the Lord Jesus. I've not preached today's gospel, but I've delivered a message to you, a Rhema word. Hallelujah. I'll end on this note. As we were worshiping and we went deeper and deeper, and we went very, very deep in the Lord, I began to hear a name that came for you. You know, there are names which are different. Eh? There are individual names, and then there are collective names. And then sometimes they can be even a seasonal name. You understand that? Eh? And then I began to hear a name being screamed from the heavens with rejoicing for you. And you know, it was very strange. I was hearing the name, but I was hearing a story behind the name. The name was Victory Victors. Victory Victors. You were being baptized the name for the season. Victory Victors. Something like that. Eh? And then on another level, I was hearing, because I didn't tarry there for long, in the chamber of names, I didn't tarry there for long. Behind it, I was actually hearing the story. And I think there's a script. I do not know. I need to go and get time and listen and meditate as myself. If you don't, that is you. But for me, I need to. Eh? He was saying something like, they have been... It was complicated to me. So I need to find words. Eh? They have been interwoven into my name, and now their new name is Victory and Victors. You get it, eh? You know grafting? Grafting in agriculture. Uh-huh. So that interwoven is like that. Eh? They have been interwoven, or they have been engrafted into me, that they should be found with the name Victory Victors. That is the name you should go out with this place with. Hallelujah. Do you know that song? As you rise to your feet. Victory, victory, hallelujah, victory, hallelujah, victory, hallelujah.